Welcome back to our Dallas County Let's Talk program, which is always brought to you by Perry Fairway. Always fresh, always affordable. My name is Shaquan Nettingham, and today being joined by the Perry Chamber Director, Lindsay Pasuti. Lindsay, thank you so much for stopping in.
Okay, thank you.
You are absolutely welcome, as the time is here. Tomorrow, we not only start February, but of course, it is the 48th annual Bike Ride to Rippey, otherwise known as BRRR. And so we've talked ad nauseum about this, but, you know, it's time. Day of registration will be tomorrow, so that's something you could talk about, as well as highlight the route and maybe some street closures that people need to be aware of.
Yeah, definitely. So always this first Saturday of February, regardless of the weather. This year it's on February 1st, and so it feels like it snuck up a little bit early, but we've been talking about it for a while. We're prepared for it. It's all good. We've got a lot of riders registered and excited about the ride. More than 500 have pre-registered. About just shy of 100 of those will be picking up their packet at the hotel in the morning. All riders will be picking up their wristbands, checking in. Thanks to our sponsors for being able to add that value to registration. But then, of course, like you said, day of registration is always an option. It's greatly appreciated. We know there are lots of riders that don't register, don't support the ride in any way officially, but they still are, you know, supporting the organizations along the route and having fun and visiting our bars and restaurants and shopping and all that stuff. So it's all good. It's all good for our community. But we really do appreciate full registration and the support the ride, or just buying t-shirts and merchandise. So that all happens at the Hotel Pat T, 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. We will be set up there for that registration. Our group start is at 10. People will leave earlier. They'll leave before that and after that, but the group start will be at 10. And so some things to be aware of. We will close the streets on Willis Avenue between 1st and 2nd, right in front of the hotel. That will be closed starting at like 6 or 7 a.m. just to kind of get ahead of anyone wanting to park there. We will have Kyle's Bikes with a pop-up, and so their vehicle will be there, and the Big Red Radio will be there as well. But otherwise, no parking on Willis between 1st and 2nd. But that's really the only street closure that we have. Otherwise, it's just good to be aware of the route itself, because we will be having lots and lots of riders coming in. They'll be parking, obviously, getting their bikes and around. So definitely increased bike traffic and just traffic in general all around town as people are finding parking before the ride. And then the route itself goes through downtown, so starts at Willis and 2nd, goes down 2nd Street. It'll turn east on Bateman, so kind of following that downtown route, and then we'll go up to 3rd Street before going to Park and then hitting 1st Avenue and heading out of town. So along that route, just be aware that, you know, at 10 a.m., that is when all of the riders, so, you know, don't plan on driving that route as if it was a parade, kind of as a bike parade. So do encourage people to come out and see that and cheer on the riders, and it's fun, but just be aware that that's going on. And then throughout the day till at least 3 p.m., the main route between Perry to Rippey, there will be a lot of bikes on the road. So just be very aware of that. To have delays in your travels or avoid that route in particular, we do kind of veer off to go towards Berkeley instead of the diagonal over to Rippey. So that alleviates a little bit of that higher traffic road, but still something to be aware of. And then people will be in Rippey. So yeah, that's kind of the route anyway. Street closures, the food options along the way. So even if you're not riding, you know, come out to the Hotel Pat T for all you can eat pancakes between 8 and 10:30. St. Pat's will have their cinnamon rolls at Commonwealth starting at 10 until they're sold out. Rippey, Lions Club, and the Methodist Church and Baseball Commission both have fundraisers in Rippey, plus, of course, all of our great restaurants and shopping and everything else that's going on.
Absolutely fantastic. A lot going on. And of course, for riders to remember, they don't have to go to Rippey and back all in one. They can stop in Rippey and obviously...
Yeah, that's right. We encourage people to stop at the pit stop before they even get to Rippey. And then, of course, stop in Rippey and get some food, fuel up. There's live music there, or there's a DJ there, and come on back. Thanks to some volunteers, we've got a SAG wagon. So we've got the Dallas County Amateur Radio Emergency Services. They will be out along the road. About a dozen volunteers will be eyes and ears out there. So if there's any issues, if people need to, you know, have bike problems and need to get picked up, talk to one of those guys. And then the fire department will be out there kind of running laps and seeing if anyone needs any help. And so either at any of those pit stops or along the route, we've got eyes and ears out there to help riders stay safe. So if anyone needs a ride back. So we always keep an eye on the wind, because that's always something tricky. Like, oh, I made it here, but I don't think I can make it back. There's always a little bit of that. You know, if you're a little rusty over the winter or if your bike's just not having it, that's why we bring Kyle's bikes in to check bikes before going out. But, you know, sometimes you just don't dress as appropriately as you want to, or you're just like, you know, I'm not having as much fun as I wanted to.
Yeah.
We know that that happens, and it's a fun ride. It's meant to be a fun ride, but we want to keep everyone safe too. So there's different stops along the way, but overall, if you're a rider, 24 miles round trip is not a big ride. It's just the cold and the wind that gets people.
Absolutely. Again, we're speaking here with the Perry Chamber director, Lindsay Pasuti. Well, Lindsay, thanks for highlighting all that. One more reminder. So day of registration tomorrow, when does that close?
Yes. So registration 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. at Hotel Pat T. That'll be day of registration for $50. Support the ride for $20. Merchandise sales. I mentioned the breakfast. Our group start at 10. Sagwagon 9 to 3.
Awesome. Okay, so keep in mind of all of that that's happening tomorrow morning. Really excited for all of that. And then obviously next week, the chocolate walk. We'll get more into the nitty gritty of that next week, but kind of just a reminder that tickets are still on sale.
Yes, so tickets are on sale online as well as all of the participating businesses. So we've got 20 businesses participating in the 22nd annual chocolate walk, and that will be next Saturday. So back-to-back weekends of fun. We get people from all over the place for both events, so it's really exciting to see those tickets come in and kind of see where people are coming from. We encourage locals, of course, to get out and enjoy, but it's always fun when we have visitors from all over the state, all over the country to see.
And of course, exciting thing about this year, if people even did BRRRR last year, there's new businesses to check out here.
Definitely. Yeah, we always kind of take a poll when people register. Is this your first time? And so we kind of send a little information to them about the route and, you know, things to be aware of. But every year it's going to be a little bit different with the different businesses. So in their packets, they got some coupons and the community guide and all of that. But yeah, we hear that from riders that like, oh, this there's a different businesses here. And that's really exciting that that brings them back. And this is maybe their first time to Perry, or it's been a while. It's been a full year since they've been here, you know, seeing the changes and they notice them and they get out and they explore and experience downtown and all around.
Absolutely. Before I let you go, is there anything else worth highlighting here for the weekend?
Just a big thank you to all of our volunteers. We've had countless hours of packet stuffing and t-shirt folding, and then tomorrow, day of, all of the volunteers that will be helping out at the hotel in Rippey along the route. So it's a big effort. Just hope people can get out and experience it, enjoy it, get involved in some way. This is a really great opportunity for our community as the Chamber's biggest fundraiser, for businesses to have a big influx during a time that maybe is usually more quiet, and then some organizations having fundraisers as well. So get out and support it and enjoy it and kind of kick off the new year and the riding season.
Absolutely. Again, that is the Perry Chamber Director, Lindsay Pasuti, joining us here for our Dallas County Let's Talk program. Lindsay, really appreciate it. And well, we'll catch you all weekend long then.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. See you then.
Absolutely. Our Dallas County Let's Talk program is always brought to you by Perry Fairway. Always fresh, always affordable.